The Year in Review 2021. Brought to you by Tractor Supply Company, Wise Boot and Shoe Repair, Ferris Heating and Air, The Crafty Candle Shop, Barnesdall Nursing Home, Moxie on Second, REP Enterprises, Bartlesville Print Shop, Phillips 66, Performance Operating Company, Prairie Cottage, Sharpening Solutions, City of Pawhuska Public Works Authority, and Triangle Serum. A new year is upon us, and a year is behind us. It's time for our Year in Review. I'm Tom Davis, along with Ty Loftus and our news director, Garrett Giles. Garrett, we've got a big year coming to a close here with 2021, and it started off rather rowdy and ended pretty much the same way.
Yes, it really did, and it's hard to believe that we're already almost to 2022. You know, you blink and it's over. One year gone by.
Yes, but during the time, it just seemed like, wow, one story after another. And this year was much like trying to get a drink out of a fire hose, because a lot of information, a lot of stories, a lot of things happening that affected our lives and livelihoods right here in our area this past year.
Very much so, Tom. And we'll start with a story that happened in mid to late March. We lost a hero in law enforcement. His name was Deputy Kyle Davis here in Washington County. Local law enforcement was able to kind of do a drug sting, if you will, and they arrested about 20 individuals. And when they brought those individuals back to the jail, one was being a little feisty and got in trouble with a lot of the law enforcement and was fighting back. And one ended up kicking Deputy Davis in the chest, and he ended up succumbing to his injuries, and he passed in late March.
Oh, my goodness sakes. And now we're awaiting the trial of that suspect. He's being held in another jail just to avoid any other further friction and complication, we understand.
Yes, they moved him from the Washington County Detention Center for obvious reasons, mm-hmm. because that's where the altercation occurred. Don't want to have a conflicting interest or maybe somebody reacting to him being in the jail after they lost someone that was near and dear to them and Deputy Davis. Very tragic and sad story, probably the saddest story that we've had this year.
We even covered the ceremony as he was laid to rest.
Yes, we covered that ceremony before the day after Kyle Davis's passing. They had a candle vigil, and hundreds gathered at Copan High School for that on that evening. And Sheriff Owen had this to say in regards to that during that vigil after that tragic day in Washington County.
In the law enforcement community, that just shows us that all the brother officers and sister officers are holding the family of Kyle up and are honoring him, that he will not be forgotten.
And then it seemed like the whole community started to have an outpouring of love for Washington County Sheriff's Office and local law enforcement. They came out in droves, showed their support to not just Deputy Davis's family, but the people that are still around at the WCSO as well. Mm-hmm. I know that Project Tribute Foundation, which ended up becoming a new nonprofit in our area, did a run for Kyle Davis. They ran a mile around the Bartlesville High School track. They had some funds that went towards the family. There was like an archery, 3D archery event that happened up at Hula Lake, I believe, mm-hmm. that the Bartlesville Police Department put on. There was a Truity Credit Union fund that they had for the family. Mm-hmm. Just it was incredible to see what everyone did to support the Davis family after Deputy Davis's tragic passing. But then they held the funeral services, as you were alluding to, Tom, about a week or two later at Copan High School, again in the gymnasium. And I couldn't believe how many people they were able to fit into that tiny gym, you know. And they had plenty of news people there. News on 6 was there. I think Channel 2 was also there covering this event. And just to see the outpouring of love that was there from not just the community, but other law enforcement agencies across the state as well.
You know, there's another big story that happened, and Ty Loftus covers Pawhuska News and all of Osage County. Did you ever think that you'd be out there kind of like the Hollywood Reporter with Killers of the Flower Moon in full production?
You know, I really didn't. That's a good thing I've got a face for Hollywood, I guess. I was out there with the best of them, out there with Leonardo DiCaprio, of course, Robert De Niro, and even Martin Scorsese, the director, being able to cover Killers of the Flower Moon. And, you know, City of Pawhuska turned out to be what looked like a Hollywood film, a Hollywood production for a while there, and it was pretty cool.
Now, they redid Kahika Avenue, didn't they?
They certainly did. Yeah, there for a while looked like the Old West. Gunslingers out there, carriages, horse-drawn carriages, old cars. And it was pretty awesome looking.
Alrighty, and also Fairfax got their fair share of Hollywood, too.
They certainly did, yeah. Fairfax, of course, small town there, southwestern Osage County, but it looked pretty awesome as well there for a while.
And, of course, this was a big economic impact, not only to Osage County, but also to Washington County, as we had many people that actually decided to, well, live here for the better part of a year that came in with the movie.
Well, they didn't just live here. They were staying in our hotel rooms. I mean, try to get a hotel room from, like, the beginning of this mm-hmm. year to late to early October, and you couldn't get a room. I know it made it very difficult for wedding plans for my folks because everybody had to get rooms down in Tulsa because we were packed here.
And, you know, you talk about economic impact there, Tom. I've been talking to Kelly Bland, a tourism director over there in Osage County. She's been talking about how feels like the economic impact is going to be felt for years to come because people are going to be trying to come visit Osage County, Pawhuska, Fairfax, other areas just because they want to see what exactly that town is like.
And that this will be after the movie is released in the coming year.
Yeah, it's going to be supposed to be released in fall to winter 2022, so we'll see if they're able to release that. But possibly this time next year, that movie will be released in theaters near you.
And the Pioneer Woman now has competition.
Yes, she does.
Oh, she'll never go away because, boy, she is so popular on TV. What are the other stories that really made it big this year, Garrett?
Well, we had the most recent one that happened earlier this month, Tom. I think maybe even a couple weeks ago. And that was the double murder shooting at the Kickstand Saloon in downtown Bartlesville on the west side. Very interesting evening, you know, just got a couple calls saying that there was a shooting on that side of town. Involved three people, still getting details on that, but 51-year-old Gregory Rogers ended up turning himself into the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office for that shooting here in Bartlesville, and here's what Bartlesville Police Chief Tracy Rolls had to say about the suspect.
Mr. Rogers is in custody, so we all feel a little bit better. Not that we thought that Mr. Rogers was a danger to the public. We think that it was an isolated incident between people in a bar. For whatever reason, we don't know. Hopefully we'll find that out soon.
And Chief Rolls ended up telling us that the victims worked at the Kickstand Saloon. They are identified as Austin Standiford and Van Parson. Standiford was working when the incident took place, but Parson was there merely as a patron. Again, still working the details of that story. Not sure if it was gang-related or not. There was some affiliation for Standiford and Parson that they were a part of the Mongol Spiker Group, and they were just in town for the ceremony for one of these gentlemen. I can't remember. But, again, that's just hearsay right now. Still trying to work out the details of that. But the suspect is in custody, and that's 51-year-old Gregory Rogers of Tulsa.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with more of our Year in Review right here on Bartlesville Radio, the ones you trust.
Shop Tractor Supply, where you can get great products for great prices. Now you can download the Tractor Supply app from Google Play or the Apple App Store and enjoy shopping from your phone. Shop fast. Track your orders. Get guided curbside pickup and manage your profile and reward status all on your phone. That's the Tractor Supply app at your fingertips.
Hey guys, this is Vicki at Tractor Supply. Come on down and see me.
Wise Boot and Shoe Repair in Dewey continues to keep the art of cobblery alive with personal quality workmanship and materials. Over 35 years of experience speaks complete customer satisfaction with a guarantee of everything they do. Repairing almost every brand of fine quality boots and footwear, Otis will make those favorite old pair of boots or shoes smile with pride. Wise Boot and Shoe Repair for complete leather restoration. Located at 1116 North Osage in Dewey on Highway 7.
Ferris Heat and Air reminds you, air quality of your home is more important than ever this time of the year. And for a healthier, more comfortable home, have Ferris Heat and Air come out to make sure your unit is working properly for the winter season, servicing variety of brands, and installing new Linux systems in Bartlesville, Dewey, South Coffeyville, Nowata, and Pawhuska areas. Ferris Heat and Air, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and emergency calls after hours. 918-333-0376. Ferris Heat and Air.
At the Crafty Candle Shop and Artisan Mercantile, we've got so much more than candles. And now, we have added a second location in downtown Bartlesville for your shopping convenience.
We've got silk floral arrangements, stained glass, bath and body products, wooden home decor, pens and razors, crochet dolls, stockings and stuffed friends, gourmet popcorn, coffee, and teas. All locally made, and candles and wax melts, too.
Come see us at either location. We're open 10 to 7 Monday through Saturday and 24/7 online. And remember,
the flags are flying because we're open.
Choosing a nursing home where you know your loved one is getting the love and care they need can be a real problem. That's where Barnsdall Nursing Home, a skilled nursing home facility, comes in. They include their residents and families in their care planning process and take pride in having registered and licensed practical nurses, a facility for your recuperating stay after surgery, and provide rehabilitation therapy. Committed to excellence in care with certified nurses' aides and medication aides and staff, that's Barnsdall Nursing Home, 411 South Chestnut in Barnsdall.
Welcome back to our Year in Review on Bartlesville Radio. I'm Tom Davis, along with Ty Loftus, and also our news director, Garrett Giles. Garrett, we had a little bit of a changing of the guard when it comes to our fire department this past year.
Yes, well, Bartlesville Fire Chief John Banks had served for the city of Bartlesville for many years, I want to say 30-plus, and he passed over the baton to the new fire chief, David Topping, in a ceremony, I want to say, in May.
Mm-hmm.
And that was quite an awesome event. I think that's the first time they've held such an event in terms of changing out fire chiefs at the Bartlesville Fire Department. Hopefully they won't have to do that ceremony anytime soon and David Topping stays there for a while. But very well-deserving retirement for Chief John Banks. It was nice getting to know him for the short time that I was here, but I know a lot of people here in the Bartlesville area have a lot of fond memories and can applaud his leadership in the Bartlesville community.
You can still see him around town. He's here. I just saw him the other day getting his truck washed, and he's I would just say retirement suits him well. Ty Loftus, we had a very unfortunate story happen at the Skyline Motel here in town.
Yeah, disappointing, but a decent amount of crime news this year. Back in June, we actually had the first stabbing. This is a stabbing, but the first incident such as this since March of 2020. Happened there. Buffy Ralston, she passed away from injuries at the Oklahoma State University Medical Center. Of course, Colton Ellis was the one who was charged with this. Two counts of assault and battery, likely produced death. And he was finally arraigned on that back in July 26th. He's being held currently on a $1 million bond here in the Washington County Jail.
And of course, you know, this is a McGirt situation where this man cannot be prosecuted locally because Buffy Ralston is of Native American descent. And due to that, we're going to have federal charges pressed against him. And the total dismissal of the charges going to take place just before the new year, and then the new charges will be filed, so there'll be no chance that this man gets to walk out of incarceration at this point in time.
And of course, that McGirt ruling, certainly, you know, very controversial for
a lot of people.
A lot of people out there.
It's causing a lot of confusion and in some cases, frustration. Garrett Giles, we have another case.
We do. Dalton Taylor is going to be serving 26 years on a manslaughter conviction here in Washington County. As we all probably remember, people have been paying attention over the years. This was due to Taylor shooting and killing Daniel Speck in an alleyway on 8th Street in Bartlesville in July 2019. Tom, you just kind of got here and we're starting to work here, and this one kind of hits home for me just because I actually went to school with Mr. Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sad to see this situation, but I'm happy that there is justice at the end of the day for this. There were two co-defendants who have already entered guilty pleas on lesser charges related to this incident. And Taylor, even though he's serving that 26 years on manslaughter, will be given credit for time served. He is required to register as a violent offender upon his release. The defendant, 26 years old, and he was initially charged with murder, but the jury only found grounds to convict on the manslaughter charge alone.
Very good. In other news, we lost a lot of people this past year. Gentlemen, I got to tell you, it seemed like every day we had a new funeral to announce. And on top of our obituaries that we normally run, we lost a former mayor.
We did. We lost former mayor Ted Locken. He was 89. He was like you said, mayor, and he was also a council member. He passed away at the Green Country Village here in Bartlesville, the retirement home.
Mm-hmm.
He was well known for his actions towards getting the 2060 water reuse project started. There was a real serious drought, I think about 20 years ago, if I remember correctly. And it really had some questions if we were going to have water in the future. And he has really paved the way for this project to ensure that we'll always have a good water supply no matter what is happening in terms of drought.
Very good. Others who have passed in this past year, we've had everything from the average person to folks who really put a big stamp on our community, haven't we?
Yes, we lost Jim Bonsack just a couple weeks ago. He was a Bartlesville native and treasure. He passed away in Titusville, Florida, surrounded by his family at the age of 61. Bonsack worked at Arvest, especially when it was known as First National Bank and Westar. He started the Friday Financial Forum here in Bartlesville in 1985. A lot of listeners might know what that is. Bonsack led that forum until he retired from Arvest in September 2018. We had a lot of people talking about it, including Earl Sears, who currently leads the forum.
Anything he could do and would do to help Bartlesville, he did. Will be sorely missed by our community and all of his good actions.
We also had former Arvest president here in Bartlesville, Donnie Story, talking about Bonsack and what he meant to him.
He loved deeply and invested in his family, friends, and, of course, the Bartlesville community. You know, I never walked away with a visit with Jim when I didn't feel better.
Former Oklahoma State Senator John Ford said Bonsack was a dear friend.
Jim truly made a difference in making our community a better place to live and in the lives of all he touched.
And you can, of course, read more on that story on our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. But he was a true icon, loved the Sooners. He was also really proud of his Silver Sow award that he got from us here at Bartlesville Radio in 2018 because of all the news tips he would give us. He actually, one of my encounters with Mr. Bonsack was he was really proud that he was a radio DJ over on 100.1 KYFM.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I sit in KYFM and do my recordings and stuff, I always think of Jim and that conversation that we had. So Jim's going to be missed.
And gentlemen, just recently we lost former city manager Ed Gordon, and Mayor Dale Copeland had this to say.
Former city manager Ed Gordon's death on Tuesday was a terrific loss, not only for me personally, but for our entire community. I've known Ed for almost 50 years now, and over a span of decades he had served in so many ways, from starting and pastoring churches, wiring buildings as an able electrician, knowing it seemed where every single manhole cover in Bartlesville connected, and is perhaps one of the best city managers in the state. He was first and foremost a follower of Christ, and it guided everything he said and did. Everyone thought they were his favorite, but of course really I was. We will not be able to fill those shoes and must now join together to fill the gaps he left behind. He leaves a legacy of two fine sons and their wives, five grandsons and a granddaughter, all whom he loved dearly. Obviously, we're thinking of his family during their time of loss and trying to help them however we can. Ultimately, I appreciate the time we had Ed and his wife Janie with us, but that time has ended now. We'll miss them, but this too is a part of life, and I think we'll understand in God's good time. But our community is a better place because of their time and investment in it.
Thank you, Mayor Copeland, and thank you, Ed Gordon.
We had another treasure that we lost too, and that was Mikey Hamilton Smith. He was the brother of Reed Drummond. He was just an absolute sweetheart. We lost him too early. He passed at the age of 54. He really loved law enforcement. He would always drop by. Everyone knew him, whether it be the fire department, police department, ambulance. I know he was really good friends with Dan Dalton, the Bartlesville ambulance administrator. They're just right down the road here, I believe, on Quapaw from the radio station. And Dan had a lot of great words to say about Mike.
He used to come to the ambulance shop, and he'd help wash the ambulances and help stock the ambulances and do laundry. He just wanted to fit in with all the rest of the guys. He was just a joy to have around.
We also had Dr. William Smith, Mikey's father. He reflected on his son's life with us during his passing in November.
On the day of his birth, I was a senior medical student, and I was, of course, devastated about the possibility of his handicaps, and one of my medical school classmates looked me right in the eye and said, "He will be the happiest one of all of us." And that always stuck with me.
And he will surely be missed by all in the community. Everyone seemed to know him.
And, you know, just a quick thought there on Mikey. Of course, I cover Huskies football. I'd always see him over there at the Huskies games getting ready to get ready for the football games, as you mentioned. Reed Drummond's brother there. But other note there, he was always a big friend of the law enforcement community, ambulance community. Remember whenever he got COVID, I think it was over the summer this year, there was a huge outpouring from ambulances driving down Frank Phillips Boulevard to go see him here at the Bartlesville Hospital. I saw a line of, Garrett, we here for this? There were probably 50, 60, maybe even 70 ambulances going down to Jane Phillips Medical Center. I didn't know what was going on exactly. I thought it might be something very serious as to, you know, multiple injuries or, you know, a shooting or something like that. But instead, the ambulances were going to see Mikey and check on him because he had COVID.
Yep, and he ended up recovering from that, and he was with us for a little while longer.
And he passed it from other causes as well. Yes. Anyone else we missed?
And then one other one that we have, someone that we lost this year, was Owens and Company Fire Chief Todd Owens. Mm-hmm. He passed away in October at the age of 54. He served with the Owens and Company Fire Department for over 25 years, even founded it, which provided emergency services for the town of Vera and the surrounding areas of southern Washington County. He worked for the Northwest Rogers County Fire Protection District and Bartlesville Ambulance. He even owned the Vera Grocery and Grill. And people, I would be told whenever I was covering that story that they would always see him. He always had a smiling face. He was always loving. Both in the store and out serving the community with the fire service.
Very good. Gentlemen, we're going to take another break, and we'll be back with more of the year 2021, the year in review, right here on Bartlesville Radio.
Hi, this is Christy with Moxie on Second. And as this year comes to a close, looking back over 2021, I want to say how thankful I am for you, my customers, customers that now I call friends, my employees, your loyalty to Moxie. I am looking forward to 2022 and will continue carrying all of your favorite brands, Duke Cannon, Saks Clothing for Men, Kendra Scott, Bryant and Hobo, and Consuela Handbags, and of course, bringing in more new lines. Thank you again for shopping with us at Moxie. I couldn't do it without you. We at Moxie wish you the most happy, healthy, and prosperous year ever. Let's go, 2022.
REP Enterprises, a family-owned and operated company, means top-quality customer service for you, providing service to clients for a variety of oil-fueled electrical service and installation. Their retail location is a wide selection of electrical motors, pumps, HVAC motors, blower wheels, capacitors, belts, and much more. A call to REP Enterprises should have your electrical equipment back up in little to no time. REP, call or come by today, 918-336-6828.
What is it that you expect in a print shop? Quality printing with fast turnaround? That's Sean Roberts at Bartlesville Print Shop. Full service and graphic design? That's Sean Roberts at Bartlesville Print Shop. Promotional items, banners, custom t-shirts and apparel, employee office attire, you name it, Bartlesville Print Shop has it with the lowest prices around and free delivery. Bartlesville Print Shop downtown on 2nd and Dewey in Bartlesville. 918-336-6070 or visit their website at bartlesvilleprintshop.com.
Are you in a car or truck? Are you currently going somewhere? Are you saving in that car or truck as you're going to that somewhere? Well, now you can with the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas with the MyPhillips 66 app. We'll say it again, 25 whole centaroos. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66, live to the full. 25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through March 31st, 2022.
Welcome back to the Year in Review 2021, right here on Bartlesville Radio, the ones you trust. I'm Tom Davis, along with Garrett Giles and Ty Loftus. Ty Loftus, COVID, it just won't go away.
I tell you, it doesn't seem like it's going away anytime soon. One thing that people have been talking about, of course, newly appointed Attorney General John O'Connor. He's joined 20 attorneys from across the nation trying to challenge the Biden administration's mandatory vaccination requirement for federal contractors. Earlier this year, he had this to say.
When we lose 10 or 20% of our healthcare workers, I think it's going to create a public health crisis in our hospitals and our clinics, in our emergency rooms, in our nursing homes. When we lose military people, good Americans who are serving our nation, I think it's going to create a national security crisis.
And, of course, we will see how that develops. As, like we said, COVID not quite going anywhere.
Looks like this is going to the Supreme Court.
It definitely appears as though it will be. And of course, we have all been impacted by COVID-19 in some form or fashion. It seems like one of those was one of our city employees here in Bartlesville, James Cutler, who actually had COVID-19 earlier this year. And he had this to say on COVID-19 as well.
When you look at your wife, and know all I had to do was do something for myself and know that I'm leaving, that's where it was going. We was doing funeral plans. I mean, that's hard for me to handle. I'm supposed to be here to protect her and my family.
But as mentioned, COVID-19 not necessarily going anywhere. I know that, all of us seems like it's been impacted in one way or the other there, Double G.
Yes, and the more and more we listen to the news, the more and more it seems like there's another variant. We have the Omicron now. We'll have to see what happens with that, especially when we come back from the holiday season.
Mm-hmm. The good news about that, it's not nearly as extreme as the other variants that we have seen so far, but still, it's not pleasant. So stay tuned, and we'll give you all the updates. In Copan, they have a neat little ag program going on up there. They always have. It just got bigger, Garrett.
It did get bigger. They were actually able to finish their ag building up there at Copan Public Schools. That is a $275,000 project that was passed during the last bond issue election in April this year. So they were able to turn that project pretty quickly. Superintendent Chris Smith says they are thankful for the community's support.
They know how important our school is to our community. They know the value of having a good education at Copan, and we value their opinion on those things.
The 5,000-square-foot facility includes a shop area, two large garage doors, storage spaces, a classroom space, a tool room, a computer lab, and very much more. And just by looking at the pictures, man, that facility is really big, and it's going to benefit those students in the long run as they become future leaders of our country.
All right, very good. We've had a movie that took place to the east of Washington County. And that was Dean Warner and a few other people went together to put together a very poignant piece. And it's something that's going to be released sometime this coming year. And it's called Full Court Press. It's the Ken Zacher story. And if you think back to the late 60s and early 70s, I know you guys weren't around at that time, but I was very much around at that time. It was very tumultuous when it came to race relations. And Ken Zacher was the basketball coach over at Nowata, and he tried to instill some good things in young people, and he tried to bridge race relations both on and off the court. And End of the Road Productions is doing this documentary with producer Dane Warner, and the documentary's director and Hollywood legend Chuck Price are putting it together. Now, the Zacher story, the Ken Zacher story, is a true story of the ethics that one man lives and dies by, because there's a lot of tragedy involved with this. And he says, always on the defense, stand strong to authority, seldom bending. In his short life, changed life around him for the better. Now, they had some of the filming take place already in the Nowata area. They're also up in the Kansas, parts of Kansas, filming this documentary as well. And the hope is to get this out to entities like Netflix or HBO before too long. And the post-production is going to take a while. They used a lot of local people, and they also used some professional actors as well. And it's one story that many people in the Nowata area remember and remember well. It's the Ken Zacher story, and well, as soon as we find out more on the release date, we'll have Dane and company into our studios once again to talk about it. But with all the talk of Killers of the Flower Moon, it's nice to know that the folks in Nowata actually had a film of their own going on as well. And we'll have more of our year in review coming up after these words.
This is Scott Ducharme, president of Performance Operating Company of Barnstall, Oklahoma. We are an independent oil and gas company with over 100 employees, all of whom raised their families and live here in Osage and Washington counties. It is and has been our mission to find and produce domestic oil and natural gas here in America, where the royalties, gross production taxes, and jobs stay here in Oklahoma. With over 700 producing oil and gas wells, we have staked our future to help America maintain its ability to produce domestic energy reserves. As a country, we have nothing to fear in the future. Be it a major energy company or a company as small as Performance Operating, our nation will be supplied with its energy needs. We would like to thank all of the area landowners and royalty owners whom we work with on a daily basis for the patience and consideration they give us as we endeavor to drill new wells and continue producing our existing wells.
The perfect guy gifts are at the Prairie Cottage in Pawhuska. A large selection of Duke Cannon products, along with Men Don't Stink and Boys Don't Stink soaps, solid cologne, beard balm, and more, rated 5 stars among men. They have Amish handmade wallets, knives, and coffee mugs for the guys. Does he have a love for food? You'll find the most delicious, ideal gourmet food items loved by both guys and gals. So much to choose from. New hours for the Prairie Cottage is 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. Closed New Year's Day. The Prairie Cottage, 127 West Main in Pawhuska.
Need to buy or sharpen your chainsaw, blades, knives, and shears? Then Sharpening Solutions is the answer to a minor problem. Sharpening Solutions will sharpen most equipment with a blade or shear and restore that edge like new. Whether you're trimming hair, pets, or cutting wood, Sharpening Solutions is your call. New blades, professional grade shears, scissors, clippers, and more can be found at Sharpening Solutions. Leave the sharpening to Robert at Sharpening Solutions and let him keep the edge on your business. 910 West Hensley in Bartlesville. Just look for the mint green building.
The city of Pawhuska, a community pulling together to create a prodigious place to live and work. With the hustle and bustle in the filming of the movie Killers of the Flower Moon, Pawhuska has been somewhat of an exciting place to live and visit. But in the behind the scenes of our town, the business of tourism and a growing economic development is still at the forefront, producing a city of opportunity and a landmark of potential. The city of Pawhuska Public Works Authority stand behind our schools and support the Pawhuska Huskies. Best wishes for a winning and safe year.
Triangle Serum in Pawhuska is helping cattle ranchers and farmers control the spread of BVD. Their in-store lab has same-day results to help you detect and conquer the infectious disease before it attacks the entire herd. If your suspicions are leading toward the BVD virus, call for an appointment with their traveling veterinarian or call Triangle Serum today for a sample tray. Triangle Serum carries prescription and non-prescription drugs, T-post, wire, and other fencing necessities to keep your farm and ranch in secure condition. Online ordering now available. Triangle Serum in Pawhuska.
Welcome back to the Year Review 2021 right here on Bartlesville Radio, the ones you trust. I'm Tom Davis, Ty Loftus, and of course, Garrett Giles here with us. Where are we now?
Well, Tom, we are at the Bartlesville High School's Interact Club helping a fellow student and his family after they lost everything to a house fire. Mm-hmm. This happened right before Thanksgiving. It was the weekend leading into the week of Thanksgiving holiday. BHS and debate coach Trey Kabler, he was saying that they were at a tournament with the family's eldest son that Friday when he got a phone call about the news, and Kabler says they immediately made plans to help them out.
I teach because I love kids, and then also Interact Club, I help to love the community. So whenever you have one of your own kids that goes through something like this, I mean, it's like your family's going through it.
The Interact Club collected a wide range of items for the family in the Circle Drive of Bartlesville High School that following Monday. Kabler says they were continuing to take items until the family had just about everything that they needed. We also have Bartlesville FFA this year. They returned home with national honors. They returned from a national competition in Indianapolis, Indiana, with a 3-star national chapter award, a top 4 agriculture communications team, and a top 10 individual, believe it or not. And according to instructor Marty Jones, Bartlesville FFA's ag communications team placed 3rd at the 94th National FFA Convention and Expo in Indy. He says Bartlesville senior Matt Fries was the 5th best individual performer, and says the future is bright for Bartlesville FFA.
I would encourage people to give it a try, to come experience what our ag program has to offer. I've got 4 individuals who are, you know, a part of a top 4 team in the country. None of them are involved in production agriculture. None of them are true agriculturalists in the sense of having a family farm or any of those things. So I would encourage people to give it a chance. Our agriculture education program has something for everybody who's willing to be involved and really invest in their future.
Jones added that only 350 out of almost 9,000 FFA chapters in the United States have received a three-star national chapter award like they have. He says they are proud of their students and what lies ahead.
Now, it sounds like we've got a rich history in Bartlesville with the FFA, but that rich history is only about 2.5 years old, if that.
That's true. Their facility just opened up a couple years ago. They just got the ball rolling on the Bartlesville FFA program, and Marty Jones has done an absolutely sensational job there with the staff that he has, and we have some fine young students here to make that program possible as well, and it's all about the students.
We're going to go to politics, and Ty Loftus, we might have some heated battles coming up in this election cycle.
We certainly may. Start off local over in Osage County. Of course, Randall Jones is the three-year term going to be up this coming November, which hardly to believe. Seems like it's been pretty quick already for him. But a familiar name, Everett Piper, going to be running against him this coming year, so we'll have to see how that goes. Of course, Everett Piper used to be a president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University. Might be a familiar name to some of those out there. And that's already been kind of heated, going back and forth. See quite a few Jones and Piper signs over there in Osage County. But we'll be there before we know it there. And then, of course, also a familiar name here, John Kane, has announced that he's going to be running for state representative in House District 11. That's going to be held currently by Wendy Stearman. Of course, Wendy Stearman has also announced that she's going to be running against Kane in 2022.
All right, and we also have some other little races starting to bubble up, don't we there, Garrett?
We do. Stearman isn't the only one, only incumbent that's facing a new challenger. Representative Judd Strom of House District 10 will be facing John Maples, the founder of Washington County Freedom Advocates, next year. So just be keeping an eye on that if you're living in House District 10. Incumbent Judge Strom facing off against John Maples for House District 10 in the House of Representatives. And here in Bartlesville, we have a school board election. Bartlesville Public School Board of Education Office 2 incumbent Scott Bilger will face off against Jonathan Boulding for that role on Tuesday, April 5th, 2022.
And when it comes to our livelihoods, business, and work and what have you, it really reaches out and touches a lot of people. And we've got some stories involving several companies this year, don't we, Garrett?
Yes, and the big one is ConocoPhillips. Mm-hmm. Oil giant Royal Dutch Shell announced a deal to sell the entirety of its Permian Basin assets to ConocoPhillips this year. That's a big deal. Conoco is purchasing the West Texas business for $9.5 billion in cash, according to that release that we got in September. The sell is set to close in the fourth quarter this year, so it's closing out pretty soon. And the company said, and an increase in the company's quarterly ordinary dividend from 43 cents per share to 46 cents per share, representing an approximate 7% increase in a current dividend yield of 3%. The dividend was payable on December 1st of this year to stockholders of record at the close of business on October 28th, 2021.
And, of course, some new businesses popping up, too.
Yes, one of the biggest one that we had was approved through the Bartlesville Development Authority. Obviously, it had to get approved through the Bartlesville City Council, which it was. But Harrisoft, a new cybersecurity company, has made its new headquarters here in Bartlesville. BDA trustee Chris Batchelder said this is exactly the opportunity they want to target when it comes to recruiting new companies to Bartlesville.
We are very excited to partner with Harrisoft and its leadership to recruit employees to the community, and we want to do whatever we can to support the technology sector and especially in the cybersecurity industry. So this is a really cool opportunity. We're very excited to see them come to Bartlesville.
They so far had 10 employees that have relocated to Bartlesville. They were expected to have about 50 employees come to the Bartlesville-based area within the next 2 years. And the historic former Washington County Courthouse building in downtown Bartlesville, just down the road from us to the west on Frank Phillips Boulevard, is where the company's corporate headquarters are now located. You can't miss it. It's a big, really old historic building.
No, I met with the owners at an event where Kevin Stitt, the governor, was here in Bartlesville. And the couple said, yeah, we were in Santa Monica, California. And as time went on, we realized that maybe this really wasn't what it was cracked up to be, to, you know, have our business here. Well, they're natives of the Oklahoma, and especially the Dewey area, came back for a family event and decided right then and there, that's it, we're moving back here to Northeast Oklahoma, and they did, and we're glad that they did. But they're not the only businesses popping up around town. If you take a look around town, you'll see Tropical Smoothie just kind of sprouted up out of the ground, right where a gas station and car wash used to be across from the hospital. Scooter's Coffee is taking up residence in the parking lot near Planet Fitness and across the way from Chick-fil-A. That's where everyone seems to eat around here. Other businesses popping up all over the place. We even have iced tea places, of all things. You can't be in the South and live without iced tea.
Yeah, HTO, I think that's the new tea place that's going to be there, kind of close to the McDonald's right there at Price and 75. There's also the Bricktown Brewery in the former Kmart development area. That has turned out to be quite a shopping area for people, too, with Ollie's and the Family Dollar and everything there. So I'm excited for that Bricktown Brewery to come up, too, because I think that would be a great thing for people to go and eat at.
So is Ty, because his other place doesn't have wings anymore.
That's very accurate. But one place you haven't even mentioned yet is Schlossky's coming
to
town.
Schlossky's, that's right.
Right down the street from where Ty and I live. It's walking distance there.
I'll be going there quite often.
And we have a new Lotaburger on the east side of town.
Yes, we do.
There are going to be a lot of places to eat. And we understand that the dream of Popeyes coming to Bartlesville is still alive for this year.
Still alive, but we'll see what happens there. You know, that's been in talks for, 3-4 years now?
You were still in high school there once again.
I was still in high school here in Bartlesville when those talks were happening. And they just said that this year that they were going to be renegotiating and coming back to Bartlesville. But it's just seemed quiet ever since they made that announcement that Popeyes was actually making plans to come back to Bartlesville. So,
well, one business that came into our area with a boom is Guns of Glory.
Yes.
And Guns of Glory is a great gun range. They also sell weapons. They also sell ammunition and supplies and accessories, plus lessons, a 7-lane range. And they're going to have an outdoor range set up to the east of Bartlesville sometime in 2022 out there near Yoakum's. And they came into town not shy. And when they hit the area, everyone knew who they were and where they were. And maybe it's the power of radio, but they're really making a lot of customers happy in our community, too. And that's just basically the tip of the iceberg as far as our companies are concerned, correct?
That is correct. We'll be interesting to see what else gets developed here in Bartlesville. It's constantly growing. Not just Bartlesville either. It's Dewey, Pawhuska, everywhere. It's growing. It's going to keep going.
In Pawhuska, Ty, I understand in Osage County, we have the new casino that's coming up right just beyond the county line. I've seen a lot of dirt moved. It looks like it's going to be huge.
Yep, got that one. Also have a second one over there in Pawhuska going to be built right off the Highway 60 and the 99 Junction too. But the one, no more than 2 miles, I guess, west of Bartlesville is coming along quite well. Supposed to be around the summer of, 2022. So within a couple, about 6 months from now, we'll see if it's ready prepared.
There's going to be some bricks and mortar flying, that's for sure.
Supposed to be 120 rooms, going to have a pool. Of course, anything you may want for a casino is concerned. So
conference
go
center
check it
too.
Out. Yeah, going to be a lot of fun.
Now, that's going to be near the airport that now is owned by the city of Bartlesville. That could be convenient for a few folks.
Yeah, it was. And, that's such an interesting thing now that Bartlesville owns this. It was in the hands or operation of ConocoPhillips, but they ended up giving that over to the city of Bartlesville to run. And it's been interesting to see how the city of Bartlesville has taken that. I think they have a really good approach to it. I know they now have a World War II aircraft there that they are housing. So it's going to be interesting to see what other air shows and things that they come up with in the future, but I think they have a great vision for that space.
Indeed. We'll be back with more in just a little bit. You are listening to the Year in Review 2021 on Bartlesville Radio, the ones you trust.
Shop Tractor Supply, where you can get great products for great prices. Now you can download the Tractor Supply app from Google Play or the Apple App Store and enjoy shopping from your phone. Shop fast. Track your orders. Get guided curbside pickup and manage your profile and reward status all on your phone. That's the Tractor Supply app at your fingertips.
Hey guys, this is Vicki at Tractor Supply. Come on down and see me.
Wise Boot and Shoe Repair in Dewey continues to keep the art of cobblery alive with personal quality workmanship and materials. Over 35 years of experience speaks complete customer satisfaction with a guarantee of everything they do. Repairing almost every brand of fine quality boots and footwear, Otis will make those favorite old pair of boots or shoes smile with pride. Wise Boot and Shoe Repair for complete leather restoration. Located at 1116 North Osage in Dewey on Highway 75.
Ferris Heat and Air reminds you, air quality of your home is more important than ever this time of the year. And for a healthier, more comfortable home, have Ferris Heat and Air come out to make sure your unit is working properly for the winter season, servicing variety of brands, and installing new Linux systems in Bartlesville, Dewey, South Coffeyville, Nowata, and Pawhuska areas. Ferris Heat and Air, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and emergency calls after hours. 918-333-0376. Ferris Heat and Air.
At the Crafty Candle Shop and Artisan Mercantile, we've got so much more than candles. And now, we have added a second location in downtown Bartlesville for your shopping convenience.
We've got silk floral arrangements, stained glass, bath and body products, wooden home decor, pens and razors, crochet dolls, stockings and stuffed friends, gourmet popcorn, coffee, and teas. All locally made, and candles and wax melts, too.
Come see us at either location. We're open 10 to 7, Monday through Saturday, and 24/7 online. And remember,
the flags are flying because we're open.
Choosing a nursing home where you know your loved one is getting the love and care they need can be a real problem. That's where Barnstall Nursing Home, a skilled nursing home facility, comes in. They include their residents and families in their care planning process and take pride in having registered and licensed practical nurses, a facility for your recuperating stay after surgery, and provide rehabilitation therapy. Committed to excellence in care with certified nurses' aides and medication aides and staff, that's Barnstall Nursing Home, 411 South Chestnut in Barnstall.
Welcome back to our year in review on Bartlesville Radio, the ones you trust. Ty Loftus is with us, and also the Double G, Garrett Giles. I'm Tom Davis. Ty, we've got a couple of interesting stories coming your way. First of all, let's start off with a hurricane. A hurricane, you say?
Yeah, Oklahoma, all too familiar with the severe weather, usually tornadoes up this way. Thankfully, we were pretty lucky this year when it comes to severe weather, but Washington County Emergency Management did a great thing in providing aid to those in need down in Louisiana after Hurricane Ida, one of the more severe storms this year as far as hurricanes are concerned. But they sent some aid down there to help those out down in Louisiana. And Washington County Emergency Manager Director Kerry Cox, he talked about everything they were able to do down there in the Terrebonne Parish of Louisiana.
Everything from animal rescues, getting generators set up on critical facilities, repairing generators, locating, identifying, and inspecting pod locations, which are points of distribution, so that we can set up to do feeding and hand out bottled water and other commodities and supplies to the affected victims.
And like I said, he was able to go down there, help those guys out in Terrebonne Parish all the way back there in August, and was able to help those out. And Garrett, not the first time they've done that, correct?
Actually, not the first time they've done that. They've been down there a couple times to help out with hurricane relief in that Terrebonne Parish specifically, too. You never want to have tragedy befall people. It's great that Washington County Emergency Management is able to go down there and help out where help is needed. But as Kerry Cox said, it puts them in the situation, too, though, where they could prepare for disaster here at home, too, in a different environment somewhere else.
You learn
things.
So
if something does happen here, they'll be ready for it.
You can learn things. And I can also tell you from a guy who's had to go through some hurricanes when he lived in Florida, it's always great to have fresh eyes, fresh ears, and fresh legs coming in to reinforce what you got going on down there, because you can always use a little extra help. We had a little kind of fun help for the Bartlesville Public Schools Foundation in the way of a book.
Yeah, just kind of shifting gears here. Of course, Bartlesville Public Schools Foundation Director Blair Ellis talked about Goodnight Bartlesville. Of course, Christmas just occurred, but for any Christmas shopping for next year or birthday shopping in the interim, Goodnight Bartlesville, great book there. Of course, Price Tower, Willow Rock, Kitty Park, all featured there along with the some of the things, along with the Bartlesville Civic Ballet. She talks about that right here.
Our goals were just to kind of increase a sense of community pride, specifically amongst our students, letting them know kind of what's out there in our community, what makes Bartlesville so special.
Go ahead and give a shout out to those pages that were illustrated by Bartlesville Public Schools, art teachers, and students as well, with that 100% of those proceeds from the book sporting the BPSF programming.
You know, something they had such success with that, they ran out, and they had to get 500 books. They went through 500 books just like that. They had to go through a second printing, G.
They did, and I think they actually just ran out of those books, too, right before New Year's. So, very popular.
I imagine they could probably go through several printings. It's very well done. And if you've had the chance to at least see a picture or two from the art students and from the art teachers, you'll see exactly why this sold. It's really pretty good. All righty, and going back to Double G, we've got some things from the entertainment and lifestyle.
Yes, believe it or not, we had a man from Oshaleda making it into the Tiger King universe, if you will. Documentary on Netflix. He made it onto season 2. His name is Jack Ripper Smith. He has a YouTube page. Basically, he calls himself an internet sleuth in the Netflix documentary. He grew up in Pawhuska. And his objective in the documentary, you might ask, in all that craziness that happens on Tiger King with the likes of Carol Baskin, Joe Exotic, and those people, is he wants to get down to the bottom of the cold case surrounding Carol Baskin's husband, Don Lewis, and whatever happened to him. He says he is doing this for Lewis's family, trying to get to the bottom of that case.
We are still uncovering information. We just put up another billboard in Tampa. Last summer, we put up 4 billboards in Tampa with the $100,000 reward that we raised. Our tip line is on there. 2 days before this show came out, we put another billboard up in Tampa.
Ripper says over 1,000 calls have come their way via a tip line since the new season of Tiger King came out on November 17th. And we'll have more on that on our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. But a really interesting man, very kind, but interesting, to say the least.
And I'll give you one dang guess.
He's in the sewers.
And we'll end up on a fuzzy, happy note.
Yes, a man named, that called himself Bear Son. Don't know his actual name, but he dressed up in a bear suit, and his bear name is Bear Son, whatever that means. He walked from Los Angeles, California, all the way to New York City, New York. And I remember that day in August, just like it was yesterday. He was walking in a bear suit right through Osage County, Washington County, Nowata County, even up into Kansas on this journey. He passed by us, and we were really surprised. But our own Amity Davis actually went out to talk to him, and he says that he was raising awareness.
And I'm walking to bring awareness for mental health, cancer, environmental, and autism, creating content, creating art, and walking to New York, the biggest challenge.
He eventually made it to NYC, Tom, in late November, right around Thanksgiving, and then I'm pretty sure he carpooled back to Los Angeles.
And one thing that needs to be pointed out here, you mentioned it was August. Not the best time to be traveling from New York, from L.A. to New York.
No, and you talk about that, too. When he went to Nowata County, they were still working on, well, they're still working on it now, but Highway 60 out to the east, and he's walking through all the construction. But the coolest thing I remember from his journey out there when he was doing his Facebook Live videos, and again, that's Bear Son, you can find him on Facebook, is he was thanking the construction workers over there for being so kind and helpful. I mean, if I were looking at him, I'd be like, what the heck are you doing? But they were like, hey, man, it's cool that you're doing this. Here's some water. And he gave him a shout out. And I thought that was probably the coolest thing from that whole bit.
And that's a good part to wrap up on as far as the news is concerned. As we take a look at the year review 2021, we're going to have Evan and Max and Ty will probably join in with the sports portion of our broadcast right here on Bartlesville Radio, the ones you trust.
Hi, this is Christy with Moxie on Second. And as this year comes to a close, looking back over 2021, I want to say how thankful I am for you, my customers. Customers that now I call friends. My employees, your loyalty to Moxie. I am looking forward to 2022 and will continue carrying all of your favorite brands. Duke Cannon, Saks Clothing for Men, Kendra Scott, Brighton, Hobo, and Consuela Handbags. And of course, bringing in more new lines. Thank you again for shopping with us at Moxie. I couldn't do it without you. We at Moxie wish you the most happy, healthy, and prosperous year ever. Let's go, 2022.
REP Enterprises, a family-owned and operated company, means top-quality customer service for you, providing service to clients for a variety of oil field electrical service and installation. Their retail location is a wide selection of electrical motors, pumps, HVAC motors, blower wheels, capacitors, belts, and much more. A call to REP Enterprises should have your electrical equipment back up in little to no time. REP. Call or come by today, 918-336-6828.
What is it that you expect in a print shop? Quality printing with fast turnaround? That's Sean Roberts at Bartlesville Print Shop. Full service and graphic design? That's Sean Roberts at Bartlesville Print Shop. Promotional items, banners, custom t-shirts and apparel, employee office attire, you name it, Bartlesville Print Shop has it with the lowest prices around and free delivery. Bartlesville Print Shop downtown on 2nd and Dewey in Bartlesville. 918-336-6070 or visit their website at bartlesvilleprintshop.com.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville, K227CQ Bartlesville, K236CT Pawhuska.
Are you in a car or truck? Are you currently going somewhere? Are you saving in that car or truck as you're going to that somewhere? Well, now you can with the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas with the MyPhillips 66 app. We'll say it again, 25 whole centaroos. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66, live to the full. 25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through March 31st, 2022.
This is Scott Ducharme, president of Performance Operating Company of Barnstall, Oklahoma. We are an independent oil and gas company with over 100 employees, all of whom raised their families and live here in Osage and Washington counties. It is and has been our mission to find and produce domestic oil and natural gas here in America, where the royalties, gross production taxes, and jobs stay here in Oklahoma. With over 700 producing oil and gas wells, we have staked our future to help America maintain its ability to produce domestic energy reserves. As a country, we have nothing to fear in the future. Be it a major energy company or a company as small as Performance Operating, our nation will be supplied with its energy needs. We would like to thank all of the area landowners and royalty owners whom we work with on a daily basis for the patience and consideration they give us as we endeavor to drill new wells and continue producing our existing wells.
The Prairie Cottage in Pawhuska is always bringing in the best unique merchandise from farmhouse decor, Lusty Cup and Brighton jewelry to Dupe Cannon products for the guys. No longer do the guys have to stand around waiting for the ladies to finish shopping. Dupe Cannon has the attention of men with their full line of products of soaps, solid cologne, beard balm and more at the Prairie Cottage. They have expanded so there's even more shopping and fun. New hours for the Prairie Cottage is 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, closed New Year's Day. So guys and gals, shop at the Prairie Cottage, 127 West Main in Pawhuska.
It's the sports section now for a year in review program on K1. Evan Farbach and Max Gross with you. Max, happy new year.
Happy new year to you.
Any big resolutions?
Be on the radio more.
All right. Well, we're off to a good start, even though we're not even started on 2022. Hey,
it's always easier to get a head start on a New Year's resolution. Not a huge resolution person, but normally if I do it, after Christmas, it's always a good time to set it up.
I think I'm going to start on January.
Kind of work your way into it. What's yours?
January 3rd, I think, is when I'm going to start mine.
After the bowl games?
New year, new me. Yeah, after the bowl games.
Well, if you're a K-State fan, you got to wait till the 5th,
that's,
I guess.
That's true. So let's go ahead and get right into our year-in-review program on the sports side. We've done a pretty good job, I think, on our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com, of running down some of the top sports stories in the calendar year 2021. Max, let's start with the winter. And boy, we had a lot of good sports stories from basketball season this year, which, of course, is at the end of 2021. And the first part of 2021, back in the winter, the three main ones I want to focus on: Oklahoma Wesleyan men's basketball making the NAIA Sweet 16, winning two games in the national tournament up in regional in Wichita. Yet Oklahoma Union win a 2A state championship at the Big House. And then also the emergence of Bruin, now sophomore point guard David Castillo. Those three, Max, probably three of the top 4 or 5 maybe sports stories the whole year, basketball centric here in Northeast Oklahoma.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We'll start with Oklahoma Wesleyan, a team that I follow throughout the course of the year. Really, really good team. That, you know, kind of struggled a little bit, relatively speaking, in the conference tournament. Needed 2 game-winning shots to win games that they probably should have had bigger leads in than they did. They end up losing the conference tournament final in the very last second as well. You go to Wichita for that NAIA regional, not knowing what to expect. They play Park University out of Missouri, just absolutely blow them out. And then you play the number one seed in your region, University of Science and Arts of Oklahoma down in Chickasha, and you blow them out as well. Eagles 32-3 pointers in those 2 regional wins with some phenomenal stuff.
Eagles could go up by double digits with a bucket here. Pass to Haddock, pulls up right wing for 3, gets another big shot, Brooks, and the Eagles are up by 12.
Max on the call there, K1 KPGM. Yeah, those 2 wins, 93-65 over Park. It was a 100-73 victory over USAO. Did run into kind of a buzzsaw against Lewis and Clark State, coached by a former Oklahoma Wesleyan grad in Austin Johnson. But boy, great end to the season and start to the year for Wesleyan men's hoops.
Yeah, and you know, just the follow-up on the end of the year, 15-0 right now, ranked number 4 in the country. Lost Brooks Haddock, who made the 3 in the highlight. He transferred to the Division II level, but a lot of guys back from that squad, and they look poised to make another run in the national tournament.
Let's talk about Oklahoma Union's 2021 2A Boys Basketball State Championship, first in program history. Cougars ended up winning by 10 over Howe in the finals of that 2A state tournament at the Big House. Here was the final call on K-Rig 104.9 back in mid-March.
Second free throw for Ellis. Good. 3.3 seconds left. Howe inbounds, and that's it. Oklahoma Union's bringing the gold ball back to Northeast Oklahoma. Basketball. 64-54, Cougars by 10. 25th win this season, the sweetest of them all.
I had a chance to do that game with the Big House. Max followed them throughout the majority of the year on K-Rig. They're off to a 7-1 start so far, Max, and I thought a really fun team to follow. They weren't particularly explosive. They were just fundamentally sound, played good defense, and they were just the most solid team in 2A, and it showed up once you got into the postseason.
Yeah, they passed the ball better than any basketball team that I've ever seen. Led by Jace Hollingshead, who was a state tournament MVP. He was an all-stater as well in Class 2A. Nate Collier was the big guy down low. He's actually a Division I track and field thrower at Abilene Christian University right now. He was an all-state alternate. Dylan Ellis, Henry Auer, a couple other of the seniors that led the charge. But Liot, you know, he's a kind of a fiery guy on the sideline, really calm guy when you talk to him in interviews. But man, he was just so proud of that team. They made some changes going into the season in terms of the stylistic stuff that you talked about. They slowed it down a little bit. It made all the difference. Cougars boys basketball state champions for the first time in school history.
Really cool story there, and enjoyed following them throughout the months of February and March on our sister station, K-Rig 104.9. Final basketball story I want to mention, a really big one. That was the emergence of Bruin, then freshman guard, now sophomore, David Castillo. What a year it's been for Castillo. In the 2021 calendar year, David has tallied 12 NCAA Division I offers, most recently from Texas and Kansas. He was rated as a 5-star recruit by ESPN.com, top 15 player in the country, most recruiting services in the class of 2024. Averaged about 23 points per game as a freshman at Bartlesville High, is averaging about 26 points per game early part of this season. And Bruin head coach Clint Stewart talked with us about the emergence of Castillo, said he wasn't really surprised necessarily that he got the interest that he's had, but he is a little bit, it's kind of hard to predict how quickly it's all come on for the phenom sophomore.
I'm not surprised. It has been fun to just see the interest and the exposure he's gotten, you know, starting with over the summer and his you know, playing with obviously Team Griffin last year, but getting a chance to go play on the USA team and win a gold medal, and him stepping up in the gold medal game, you know, and then obviously getting ranked, you know, top 12 in the nation in 2024. We knew what he was capable of, but, you know, I still don't think we probably could have predicted, you know, 12, 13 offers, you know, so quickly, right?
And Max Castillo's really put Bruin basketball back on the map. They're number 13 in the state right now. They just got a big win over Broken Arrow at the tail end of 2021. That was their last game this past calendar year, and excited to see what the future has in store for that young man into 2022, 2023, and beyond.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things. You know, you hear coaches talk often about an eighth grade class. And I remember the 2019-2020 season, Bruins struggled. You know, sometimes coaches that don't have winning records love to talk about that eighth grade class. And, you know, well, we got this eighth grader that's really good. And I heard you say some of that. But, man, David Castillo, just early on in his career, is absolutely phenomenal. Could go down as one of the best players, if not the best player to ever come out of Bartlesville High School. Very, very excited to see what the future holds.
Speaking of some of the best players to ever play at Bartlesville High School, move on to the spring, Max, and certainly someone we had the pleasure of watching throughout the spring and summer months, Bruin senior Jacob Hall, graduated from Bartlesville High back in May, was a member of the Dunchess Ford Indians for the first time this past summer, had a senior campaign with Bruin baseball back in the spring, and boy, what an outrageous senior campaign Hall had on the mound. 62 and two-thirds innings for Bartlesville as a starting pitcher, went 5-2, .559 earned run average. So he threw about 63 innings. He allowed only 6 walks and struck out 110 batters over that season for Hall. He ended up signing with Oral Roberts University back in the late portion of 2020. So he will be a Golden Eagle this spring of 2022, his freshman year with ORU. And boy, he was a sight to behold, not only over the spring, but in the summer as well.
Just some of the best stuff you'll ever see on the mound. At the high school level, you know, sometimes you see guys that are really good pitchers that dominate just on pure stuff. He had the velocity, he had the stuff, he had the command to go with it. A guy that I won't be surprised that we'll do some reporting on in the future, that he'll have some success down there in Tulsa with ORU.
Best game for Hall, probably a shutout, complete game victory over Putnam City West. He gave up 2 singles, both those Putnam City West base runners made out on the base path, so he ended up facing the minimum 21 in 7 innings. He struck out 16 of the 21 guys he faced on that April the 13th afternoon.
So can Jacob Hall end this ball game in a fitting fashion with another strikeout? We'll see. He's got 15. Make it 16. Swing and a miss and a fastball low and away. Sam Hernandez strikes out to end the ball game, and Bartlesville wins it 2-0 over the pitch.
So, Jacob Hall, fantastic senior campaign for Bartlesville High School. That kind of gets us into the summer, Max. Dunchess Ford Indians, really great start for Bartlesville's summer baseball team. They'd win 8 games in a row at the beginning of the 2021 season. Ended up kind of sputtering down the stretch. Jacob Hall, before mentioned, he had an injury that kind of hurt them in the final few weeks of the year. But went 18-14. They won the Branson Tournament, which was relocated to Bill Dunchess Memorial Stadium. Had some really fantastic come-from-behind wins early on that season.
Yeah, and you know, when you talk about the Indians, Jacob Hall among them, put a lot of players at the college level. You had Carson Lee, who came up from Edmond because he was going to be going to Oklahoma Wesleyan University. Hunter Harlan is going to be a college baseball player. Ryan Jones playing college baseball. That's all that summer program is really supposed to be, is a feeder program to the college level. John Pinnell in his second year back at the helm doing just that, putting kids a lot of places. They played some showcase games in Bartlesville as well. A lot of eyes were on those Indian baseball players, and they didn't disappoint an entertainment value either.
William Parsley was one of the big highlights for the Indians this past summer. He was someone who probably could play college baseball if he had wanted. He's a little too smart for that. He's going to the University of Arkansas on a big-time engineering scholarship. But Parsley had a couple of brushes, Max, with no hitters. You had a chance to call a one-hit shutout that he threw in the semifinals of that Branson tournament to beat Mountain Home, Arkansas. Here was the final call of that game.
The 0-2 runner takes off. Carson Lee's going to throw.
Oh, yeah.
He's out. He's out. It's a party at Parsley's. And all of Bartlesville is invited. Indians win. What a way to end the game. Smith tried to steal third, got a terrible jump, and Lee throws him out. Indians win it 1-0.
And then I think Parsley had a no-hitter into the sixth, if I remember correctly, later on the year. It was into the fifth or sixth. So he had a couple other ones where he really kind of threatened. Doesn't throw very hard. You know, one thing I'll remember about William Parsley in 2021, which is kind of a story, he started a game for Bartlesville. It was his first district start, I believe, for the Bruins in the spring season in Stillwater. And he completely shut down a Pioneer Club, which is at the top of the district. Bartlesville ended up getting a win on the road there that game. It actually had Jacob Hall come in and close that ball game for Bartlesville. And Mike Gundy's son plays baseball for the Pioneers. And I remember walking out of the stadium and Mike Gundy goes, that kid wasn't throwing more than 65 or couldn't put a barrel on him or something like that. He was talking to one of his parents, so he got the eye of Mike Gundy throwing against Stillwater back in the spring, but he was a lot of fun to watch, not only in the spring season, but the summer as well.
Yeah, you know, one of the better pitchers that we'll remember as a Bruin and as an Indian, both Parsley and Jacob Hall, who we just talked about as well.
Into the fall now, Bartlesville Lady Bruin volleyball had one of their best season in decades. We can touch on that briefly. Lady Bruins finished above 500. This was a club that only won five matches when those seniors were freshmen. But Jen Ward did a terrific job with that program this year, and she, of course, produced Mia Otten, who ended up signing with the University of Dayton. During the signing period, Bartlesville girls went 23-11. Football-wise, Max, you had a handful of teams make the playoffs once again. Bahaska ended up losing in the Class A state semis for the second straight year to Cashin, but back-to-back district championships for the Huskies. They were district champs once again in 2021. You also had Wesleyan Christian School here in Bartlesville end up making the playoffs and winning their first playoff game in 9 years. They got a big victory over Sasakwa here in Bartlesville. Oklahoma Union was playoff bound once again. A lot of the other area teams struggled, but those three, again, were back toward the top of the area clubs on the gridiron.
Yeah, you know, it was nice to see those schools that we kind of cover, you know, in terms of talking to the coaches every single week. Not our radio schools. Unfortunately, the schools that we follow really struggled, but Ty Loftus got his Pawhuska Huskies into the semis. How about Wesleyan Christian? Good for them. Oklahoma Union getting into the playoffs as well. Gave us some excitement in the area when a lot of our primary teams definitely had some big-time struggles, but really nice to see those teams winning football games. It's never a bad thing.
And you had Oklahoma Wesleyan soccer do well once again this fall. They were national runners-up back in the spring, kind of a weird spring season coming off of COVID for the NAIA. They made the Elite Eight this past November, Wesleyan men's soccer, and that's going to kind of close it out as far as the highlights. Let's go, Max. It was a fun 2021 year, sports-wise across the area, and I think we're primed for another good basketball winter, at least in early 2022. Should be fun.
Yeah, definitely. Enough to keep us busy all year long. Looking forward to the early parts of the new year, like you said, with basketball. Got a lot of really solid teams across the area.
We've got a lot of those stories we just talked about during a year in review series on our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. So if you're looking for more individual information, more exclusive audio, we've got all that on there. Max, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
The city of Pawhuska, a community pulling together to create a prodigious place to live and work. With the hustle and bustle in the filming of the movie Killers of the Flower Moon, Pawhuska has been somewhat of an exciting place to live and visit. But in the behind the scenes of our town, the business of tourism and a growing economic development is still at the forefront, producing a city of opportunity and a landmark of potential. The city of Pawhuska Public Works Authority stand behind our schools and support the Pawhuska Huskies. Best wishes for a winning and safe year.
Need to buy or sharpen your chainsaw, blades, knives, and shears? Then Sharpening Solutions is the answer to a minor problem. Sharpening Solutions will sharpen most equipment with a blade or shear and restore that edge like new. Whether you're trimming hair, pets, or cutting wood, Sharpening Solutions is your call. New blades, professional grade shears, scissors, clippers, and more can be found at Sharpening Solutions. Leave the sharpening to Robert at Sharpening Solutions and let him keep the edge on your business. 910 West Tinsley and Bartlesville. Just look for the mint green building.
To ranchers and farmers in Oklahoma and Kansas, have you invested in the BVDPI testing for your cattle? If not, you could be risking your herd to unnecessary spread of BVD. Triangle Serum has the same day lab with accurate results.
They'll ship the sample tray and have results for you the same day the sample is tested. Triangle Serum also has prescription and non-prescription drugs for treating your animals. Stop by or fax your prescription for same-day shipping. Online ordering now available. Triangle Serum in Pawhuska.
The Year in Review 2021. Brought to you by Tractor Supply Company, Wise Boot and Shoe Repair, Ferris Heating and Air, The Crafty Candle Shop, Barnsdall Nursing Home, Moxie on Second, REP Enterprises, Bartlesville Print Shop, Phillips 66, Performance Operating Company, Prairie Cottage, Sharpening Solutions, City of Pawhuska Public Works Authority, and Triangle Serum.